There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com. The Lost Word.
Jailed for eating flowers outside prison.
Okay, so bleep, jailed for eating flowers outside prison. What's so the missing word?
What is the missing word? Chris McCarty thought it was grandfather.
Okay.
Danny Norton then went with uncle.
Mm-hmm.
What did you say?
Cousin. Then I went for teenager to hedge my bets. Oh, no, we're all going in the wrong direction.
Boring.
Stepfather. Somebody said pensioner, which was... Then a couple of people saying escapee, which made
me that's quite funny, actually. Yeah. David thinks it might be a gardener. Makes sense.
Yep.
Eating the flowers. Celebrity chef. Yeah. Sometimes you can cook. There's certain flowers you can eat, though, aren't there?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that makes sense. Now, Gary thinks it's animals.
Okay.
Chris thinks it's a donkey. Sanjay thinks it's a monkey. Dr. Carthy thinks it's a boy. Shazili thinks it's a goat. There is also there's one I've just missed. Oh, Venkatesh, sorry, if I got your name wrong, thought it was donkey as well. And quite a few people had the correct answer. Let me see who had the correct answer before I reveal. Sam had the correct answer. And someone else had the correct answer. I can't find him.
All right. Well, it's good to know somebody got it right. So the thing is, all of the animal stuff is nonsense because you can't jail an animal in most countries.
In most countries you can, but in India they did jail 8 donkeys in total were jailed for eating flowers outside a prison.
Really?
And the eight donkeys were kept in prison for 4 days after they chomped on some expensive plants.
I see.
But they've now been given bail. these plants were worth 500,000 Indian rupees. And listen to this, though. There's a video that accompanied this story, and the press officer from the prison, or the prison's head officer, came out and just said, look, these donkeys have destroyed some very expensive plants. Our senior officer had arranged for planting inside the jail, and they've eaten them, so they needed to be punished.
Fair enough.
So the donkey's owner was a bit unhappy, but... You know, why not jail the owner, not the donkey? I just didn't get it. But, I mean, it's an unbelievable story. That story has gone viral. But, yeah, absolutely insane. The donkeys were kept for 4 days. Maybe they ran out of donkey food.
It could be. No, but the best stories like that are always, you look at them, you think, no, it can't be. But they always are true. Do you know my favourite headline of the last couple of days? And it's a lovely story when two people decide to marry. I think that's nice and should be celebrated. But the problem is people go really overboard with it, particularly British media going mad about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
I think American media is going
worse. American media is doing the same. But immediately after, on The Independent, there was a story, and this is about an hour after it was announced, man to marry woman. That was a headline. And it really took me by surprise because I thought it would have taken a day for that. But it outlined what had happened, but it was very sort of to the point. And I guess it's a newspaper, an online paper, trying to make a point. But there you go. And now it's been announced. He continued. Her exit from Suits has been confirmed. So now we know everything that we need to know.
Can I just say, Sanjay's texted in and said, hey, Tim, in the Maldives, they even jailed a coconut once. I'm not sure if that's a joke. It might be true.
That can't be made up. That's probably true.
That's what you were talking about. Some of those stories, too crazy to be false.
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
Start testing you on fake ones. Is this true or is this a lie?
Yeah, I like it.
That would be really good, wouldn't it?
Yeah. No, even better. Fake news, real news.
Yeah.
Well, all right, that is a new segment.
It's happening,
next
Danny.
Week.
Write that down, Danny. It's fake happening.
Fake news. Jotting it down, don't worry.
The thing is, the difference between the two, that's a really blurred boundary these days. Some other stories doing the rounds. Earthworms on the moon. NASA reckon that earthworms are going to be handy on the moon because they aerate soil and they, you know, eat biomatter and all that, and they produce a little bit of oxygen, all that kind of stuff. They're growing in this simulated Mars environment, simulant, as they call it. They've grown rocket. Let me just go through here. And this is because they've introduced earthworms, they say. Spinach they can't grow for some reason. That's the only one that won't. But they've got green beans, peas, radish, tomato, potato, rucola, rocket, carrot and garden cress all seem possible. So if you're vegan on the moon...
Awesome.
Or Mars, Danny Norton. How great is that? But that's a really big step, is the point. Assuming you've got the environment for earthworms and the soil to exist.
Did they say anything about kale?
Didn't say anything about kale.
I thought that's where your interest in this story lay.
I was going to go in that direction. Yeah, I don't know what it is about kale.
Can I just say...
Love it.
Sanjay has come back to us now.
Right.
And he's proved, he sent us the proof of the coconut detained in the Maldives over vote rigging claims. I'm sorry, Sanjay, that is the best story I've ever heard. Honestly.
Fake news or real news? All right, so that's next week. But isn't that interesting that earthworms are going to contribute to our existence on another planet? I think that's fantastic.
It is.
All right, so now we know.
We do.
It is 2 minutes to six. We are talking to Neha Punia. She's going to be on the line from New Delhi in 20 minutes' time on this programme. You're pointing towards...
Colin's also got another Indian story about the fact that there's an ambulance for a cow and not for humans.
Oh, you've sparked something.
This is great.
Ready for trending?
Yes.
Ready.
Trending today.
So that's how it works. So you're away for a day and you forget everything that you're supposed to know.
But
if you want details on how social media can work for you and how you can work for social media, call me.
Text in 4001 via the free messaging.
Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag Tim knows nothing.
Love it.
Anyway.
No, it's an interesting day. Thanks for listening.
Okay, great stuff. This story is really, really nice, actually. It's an American group of high school students, and they have a teacher that they describe as inspirational. And basically, he's been having a really, really tough time. His wife recently passed away, and his son is battling leukemia. So he's had a really horrid time, and they wanted to show him he was still doing a great job with them despite everything that was going on in his life. So he's returned to work, and they said, look, he is, you know, a fantastic teacher. So they all chipped in and got him something that he really wanted.
No, you did not. Open it up.
Yeah, seriously?
Yeah, let's go.
Oh, my word.
Open it up.
You know, I, like, walk by the switches at Target, like, every single time I'm there, and I'm just like, thank you so much. We have many more scheduled days of hospital stays. So, and they have like cool, I don't know, like plugins on the TVs and stuff.
So what did they get him?
They got him a Nintendo Switch.
That's...
But they made him open it in class. I mean, they're older high school students, I'd say. They were sort of... But they all chipped in with their sort of earnings from their part-time jobs, and they bought in the Switch. So him and his son, while they're waiting in hospital, can play it together. As a little thing to do. So really nice. And that was only put up yesterday, and that's had, understandably, has gone viral, millions of views, because really nice. You hear a lot of things about young people not being fantastic and the most thoughtful, but really nice thing for them to do. And his reaction is just lovely, watching him, and he's just like, guys, this is too much. But it's a gift from them to him.
There's hope, isn't there?
Yeah. Now this next one has gone viral. This video... Let's play it, Tim, and see if you can guess what the video is seeking. It's an advert.
Okay.
Bagpipes.
Shh. We want New Zealand to be the safest country in the world, but we can't do it without your help.
You're the place that are looking for new recruits who can make a real difference.
Those who care about others and their communities.
So it's to join the army or join some sort of force.
Join New Zealand Police Force.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was just about to say join, and then she started squealing.
Yeah. So, and this advert goes on for some time. It's kind of like a half comedy version of the A-Team and police cop. And
police cop.
Yeah, whatever it's called. Beverly Hills Cop. Yeah.
Police cop.
You knew what I meant.
I loved that when I was a kid in the 70s. Police cop. My favourite show. Wednesday nights it was on.
Anyway, no, it's quite a funny video, and they use a lot of sort of the New Zealand sense of humour. And it's funny, I don't know if you've ever flown on Air New Zealand, and the safety advert is kind of like that. They use some comedians.
I've heard about those.
Yeah. So it must be sort of the New Zealand, you know, the Kiwi sort of sense of humour. But yeah, these police officers are running through, and you can join the band as well. That's what they were sort of advertising with the bagpipes and the drums at the start. It's just a crazy advert for 2 minutes. And understandably, people are like, what? What is this? This is an advert. And yeah, New Zealand Police Department.
It was a bit like the A-Team mixed with police cop, as you pointed out.
Shut up, Tim. Move along. Finally today. Have you ever heard of someone called Maestro Zikos? You know, now you're social media savvy.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Anyway, he specializes in making special videos. So he uses the speeches of famous people. Usually, quite often, he's done a lot of Barack Obama.
Right.
And he uses their speeches, puts them together, and he puts it over a song. Now, here's the original of the song that he's covered.
Okay.
He took me back to East Atlanta.
So this is a bit like Barrack's dubs.
Yeah.
But it's not the same guy, is it?
No.
Okay, so Barrack's dubs was...
So that's Camila Cabello. That's a very popular song at the minute. I think we've had that on trending before. So he's used a different person's speeches to cover that song. Any guesses who it might be?
I'm wondering if it could be the current president of the United States.
Why don't you have a listen?
Little Havana. Oh. Havana will not. Nah. Hey, half of my heart is in Havana will not. Nah, nah. He took me back to East Atlanta. Nah, nah, nah. Oh, but my heart is in Havana. There's something about his manners. Havana, oh, nah, nah. Walk up with that, how you doing? When he came in, he said he's in my girls can do with. But I can't put out with him forever. In a minute, hey, that summer my antenna says he got my little in him.
So yes, you are right, Donald Trump.
It's so clever, and that so well done.
I think that one was 3 million when I last checked it, but brilliant. I mean, it must take so long because obviously they do use genuine speeches,
and they
take the videos from this too. So you watch him and he's got the arms going and the gestures and everything. So yeah, they're quite funny and it's a very intelligent thing to do.
Reminds me a little bit of Cassette Boy, who has done similar videos in the UK from like kind of, you know, UK politicians.
Does a lot on Sky.
But more of a rap style that he kind of turns it into there.
Mm. But I just thought that was fantastic.
But the clever thing with that is, it's the way that it's not just, you can listen to it and think, oh, that's funny. But if you watch it, it's 14 times as clever.
Mm.
Why did I pick 14?
Yeah, I don't know.
But a lot cleverer. I think the point. Yeah. Well, protest, progress. Both, probably. So that's trending.
Yeah.
Oh, we need to get some more of those. Maestro, what's his name?
Maestro Zikos.
Maestro.
You know, now you're, Zikos. You know, all over social media, Tim. I thought you'd be, you know, you'd know exactly who that was.
I'm probably linking to him this evening, a little bit later on or something.
You're doing what?
I don't know. What's the... Maybe I'll post him.
Yeah, you're going to... Go in his DMs. It's direct messages.
Can we up next week? Trending by Tim Elliott.
I know, that would be... Just, do you know what? I think we should do a trending challenge by Tim Elliott.
Oh, it'd be so rubbish, wouldn't it? Oh, I had a letter the other day. Look what I got. That's how it would be.
Lots of people have read this story. Tim, it's a news story, that's why.
This arrived by Pigeon earlier. What about that? That would be my trending. Probably not. The other thing I wanted to mention was this. I'm not going to go on about earthworms again, but we had a text
moonworms.
In a little while ago. Moonworms, as they should be. Thank you for all the text saying earthworms on Mars would... Well, Mars or the moon would be moon or Mars worms, and they probably will be. 150 times a day. Have you had a time to think about that? Is that process, that information? Think about this, Danny. From when you get up in the morning till when you put your phone down to charge, you charge it at night?
Yeah.
You do? Okay. Yeah. So when that happens at night, how many times in that interim period have you looked at your phone? Have a think about that. NLT, have you had a chance to think about this yet?
How many times I look at it?
Yeah, how many times do you think it is?
I think mine is more like 50.
You think that's all it is? I don't think so. I think you're going to spend more than that.
Yeah.
Looking at my phone? Nah.
No, it's just checking your phone. That was the thing. Not just looking at your phone. It's not the time spent on your phone, the time that the screen is on. It's just checking. Whether it is, as you said, Danny, picking it up and
just looking at it
at the time, just looking and wishing that somebody would call.
Has somebody messaged yet?
No. Okay. So this morning, I got up and I was doing some work on my laptop. So after having the alarm on it, my phone was downstairs and I was on the laptop. I didn't look at the phone again for a couple of hours.
Okay, and it didn't... Is it on silent?
Yeah, it's always on
silent. It's always on silent, okay. Yeah. Well, because that makes a difference. If it's not on silent, if it's...
By accident, but yeah, nonetheless.
So it's accidentally on silent, or...?
Yeah, I don't do it on purpose, but I have it on silent at night.
Yeah, we see that makes the difference, doesn't it? Because if it isn't on silent, then you're more likely to keep it downstairs if you're upstairs, because you would hear it. And if you're genuinely putting it on silence and you're upstairs when your phone is downstairs, then you're not really that bothered.
Yeah, see, I looked at it once during that time, actually, to get a number out. Then it went in my handbag, and then I came to work, and my handbag was in one room and I was in the other for a few hours.
Okay. How many times have you looked at your phone since you've been back on this programme this evening? And because I've been back, and because you're bored of what I'm talking about. Be completely honest.
500.
5,000 times, he said. All right, then. No, it's just interesting because somebody texted in a little bit earlier on and said, Moments app, this is Syed texting, and said, Moments app tells me I pick up my phone 90 times a day. And that's checking, I suppose. That's what Moments does. And it's a bit like this other app that will, you know, make you put your phone down that we were talking about. But he says his screen is on for 7 hours a day.
Wow.
So that's the other side of it as well. So you check your phone, but also you're looking at a very, very bright screen. Mm. What's that doing to your eyes? And, you know, children or younger people who spend a lot more time on their phone, what's that doing to their eyes? That's the other side of it.
It's not just the phone either, is it?
It's everything now, is it? And I'm not putting phones down because I love my phone as much as anybody, but there is, you know, it's unexplored yet. It's kind of undefined as to what that's doing to our eyes and our psyche and trying to keep up with the amount of information that
Whose phone was that? Was that someone's phone just then?
That actually was mine.
You couldn't have timed that worse.
I know. Well, I could have tried. It's happened before. Anyway, that's that. 6:47. Music scoop next. A little funk, little chirpiness, little bit of Beatles, which, as you pointed out, describes the three of us in this room.
Perfect.
Drive Live. Have your say.
Text 4001 or message us for free on the Dubai iMessenger app.
It's Drive Live. Let's finish with a music scoop today. I think actually starting here because 1951 born, Roger Troutman. Roger Troutman, who's he? He was in a band called Zap. Nobody really knows Zap particularly well unless you like your funk. And I kind of like my funk. He enunciates clearly, but he was in Parliament, he was in Funkadelic, he had a band called Zap with his brothers. And you'll recognise lots of this maybe. In style terms. At least. Because it was really very much part of that kind of West Coast hip-hop kind of P-funk style that came out. Snoop loved him. All sorts of people did. Anyway, he died. He was shot outside his recording studio in 1999. But I think integral to what turned out to be some scene. More bounce to the out, so that's Zap. Let's move on. Very, very popular song. Super popular song. Birthday today, Martin Carr. Who's he? Guitar player in the Boo Radleys.
Wake up, it's a beautiful.
And you know how you can work statistics and data to your advantage pretty much any way you can. You can also do that with the Beatles. There is a Beatles story for every day of the year in some way. Danny Norton, I know you're a Beatles fan, proud Liverpool native.
Yes.
Reasonable to say. There are a couple of Beatles stories today. This is the anniversary, 1963. Wanna Hold Your Hand was released in the UK. That had a fair amount on the consciousness, I believe, in popular music terms. But it's amazing because for the first time ever in the UK, advanced orders passed the million mark before it came out.
Wow.
A million copies wanted for record stores. So obviously going to be a big deal. And it's also the anniversary of the Beatles guitarist George Harrison dying in Los Angeles today in 2001. So let's hear a few.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me. 'Cause I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man.
Sweet Lord. Mm, my Lord. three songs, I think, that kind of demonstrate George Harrison quite nicely, really. My Sweet Lord solo song, of course. Then a little bit of Something, one of the most covered songs of all time.
So many times. Elvis, Frank Sinatra, Ray Charles.
Loads and loads of people. So many people covered that. 50, 60 artists, something like that. And then, of course, George Harrison, his kind of cheeky and politically pointed Tax Man, which is sweet. And then, of course, I suppose it's quite a nice thing to do is to go and play out with this, the Music Scoop. Here Comes the Sun.
Here comes the sun, and I say it's all right.
When he joined the Beatles, 58 when he died today in 2001, George Harrison. So, by way of tribute, that's Drive Live for today. Back on Monday evening.
Yeah, enjoy the long weekend, whatever your plans are.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.